Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Boston Red Sox begin the defense of their 2018 World Series title tonight. They open the 2019 season on the road with a four-game series against the Mariners out in Seattle. Of course, the Red Sox finished last year with a franchise-best 108 wins on their way to their fourth World Series title in 15 years. But can they repeat the feat? We're joined now to talk about this by longtime Boston sports writer Steve Buckley, who's now a columnist with The Athletic, to preview the season. Hi, Steven. Thanks.
Glad to be here. You know, it's funny. I'm actually just working on a column for The Athletic on this very topic. Repeating is really, really hard. No major league team has won consecutive World Series since the Yankees in 98, 99, and 2000. So that should give you some idea how hard it is to repeat.
Well, let's talk about how the Red Sox open the regular season. They play their first 11 games of the season out west, going to Seattle, Oakland, and Arizona before the Fenway opener, which is until April 9th against the Blue Jays. Should they be worried about a possible rough start?
Yes, they should, but not because they open the season on the West Coast. Yes, they should be concerned for three reasons. Number one, as I already said, history. Number two, you have taxed your team playing almost right up into November. It's an entire month of baseball. And then there's the simple bulletin board material of the Red Sox being targets. Anytime a team has won a World Series, when they come into your ballpark during the season, there's that much more energy to beat them because you want to beat the defending champions.
They had a horrible spring training season. They went 12 for 17. They got absolutely drubbed by the Chicago Cubs in the last game of the spring season. Should fans be concerned about that?
No, not one bit. And I say that knowing that the Red Sox had a phenomenal spring training record last year. Spring training does not count. The games are played differently. I am a baseball zealot, but I don't watch spring training games. They aren't real. They don't reflect what a team is trying to do. So they don't offer you a barometer.
Let's talk about some of the players and start with the pitching staff. They just signed ace Chris Sale to a contract extension. David Price, Eduardo Rodriguez, Rick Porcello all returned to the rotation. It seems like it should shape up pretty well, but there are some questions.
Well, obviously the questions, the bullpen. Craig Kimbrell was quite the stalwart in the bullpen last year. They didn't bring him back. And for now, they say they're going to have some kind of bullpen by committee and use different guys in different spots and so forth. But you would certainly make that a concern.
Other side of the plate, the big bats, Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, all coming back. You see another good season at the plate for the Red Sox?
I do, and keeping in mind that there are always drop-offs, Mookie Betts could have a decent drop-off this season and still have a phenomenal season. He's, after all, the reigning MVP. The same thing with J.D. Martinez. What I'm looking for is guys who I expect their numbers to be better than they were last year. And on my short list, I would put Jackie Bradley Jr., who hit very well the second half of the season. He's a guy to keep an eye on. Benintendi in left field, still an emerging player. Rafael Devers at third base, still just a kid. And the guy to keep an eye on, I guess technically he's the backup catcher right now, but Blake Swihart. I think he's got a terrific swing. I've been watching him for 3 or 4 years. He's someone that I think there's a big season looming with him.
Back to the big picture. Are the Red Sox this season as good as they were last season, do you think?
No, they're not. Ownership has made it a mantra to repeat. But again, the 2019 Red Sox are 0-0, and therefore, mathematically, philosophically, any other way you choose to put it, you cannot compare this year's team with last year's team.
All right, so let me put you on the spot here. What do you think is going to happen? What's your prediction for how this season ends? Will the Red Sox go back-to-back?
I think they will. I love this team. If you can roll out Chris Sale and David Price and Rick Porcello and Eduardo Rodriguez, who's the real wild card here, that's a formidable starting rotation. You've got brilliant young players just coming into their own. And Alex Cora, I can't really add to the thunderous applause he's received over the last 12 months. He's a very good major league manager. So once you get past that little issue of who the closer is, this is a really good ball club.
Steve Buckley, sports columnist with The Athletic, thank you so very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure.